or if he smite him with an hand weapon of wood, wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death.
All right, the title of the sermon tonight is Wesley Tomlinson, A Devil from the Beginning. Wesley Tomlinson, A Devil from the Beginning.
Verse number 7, talking about the qualifications of a pastor, a bishop. It says, moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach in the snare of the devil. And so there the Bible says this, that he must have a good report of them which are without. And so we see all of these qualifications of a pastor applies to each person in the pew, including this one. It says that the pastor is to have a good report of them that are without. That means the community. The pastor is to have a good name. The pastor is to be a good report. When they see the pastor, they should think, well, that's a good man. That's a good preacher. They shouldn't have anything bad to say about me as a pastor. They shouldn't have anything against me.
What is a psychopath? A psychopath is understood by many to be someone who is cold, calculating, manipulative, and dangerous. But is this true? How much has the definition of a psychopath become warped by fiction? What is a psychopath?
Because I don't know if anybody, you know, is in the dark about this, but Wesley Tomlinson, it just was found out that he was a murderer. Yep. He is a murderer. He killed his own dad. He murdered his own dad when he was 17 years old. My first interactions with Wesley Tomlinson, you know, he came and preached at Pastor Anderson's church during the post-trib conference. Yep. Now, what I found out later is that he was there that whole week before, you know, during the conference, before the conference started, had lunch and hung out with the heretics, the oneness modalist heretics that go to that trash can next to Faith of Word down there. And he never came soul winning with us. He never showed up to the soul winning times. And he didn't even come to the church service where Pastor Jimenez preached. He didn't come to any of the services during the conference. The only service he came to was, I think, at the end of the conference. He came, I think, maybe Saturday he was there. I left before Sunday, but I know he preached there at Faithful Word Baptist Church on that Sunday. So I think that's kind of weird, don't you? And online, he told me, he like messaged me to try to creep me out or whatever, that he knew what hotel I stayed at. And then he finally admitted why he knew what hotel I stayed at, because he said, well, I was watching you have breakfast. And I was just thinking, you know, that's kind of weird too, right? Because if I saw, you know, and I'm not like anybody, I'm not saying I'm anybody, but I'll tell you what, if I'd never met Pastor Berzins and he was sitting there in the same hotel I was at eating breakfast, I'd walk up to him and say, and introduce myself and say, hey, my name's Aaron Thompson. Hey, Brother Berzins, I listened to your preaching, or whatever. I would be nice and friendly to somebody. But how weird is it that he was sitting there watching me eat breakfast and never came up and introduced himself to me? You know, because from the beginning, Wesley Tomlinson had an agenda. From the beginning of his creeping into our movement. And the thing is that how he became a part of our movement, he just started you know, liking things on YouTube and stuff like that. And then he started to like post little 5-minute clips on his YouTube page, and people kind of found out that, you know, he was, you know, part of our movement or whatever. So, but the thing is that devils will always try to creep into this movement. Yep. And here's why. Because the devils will always try to creep into this movement and cause chaos, because we're doing the most work out there right now. Yep. We're killing it in soul winning. No, nobody can, you know, I'm getting so sick of people saying, oh, you guys aren't doing the most. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. And why are we? Because we're actually preaching the right gospel. Yeah. And our missions trips are different than other people's missions trips. We're not painting houses. We're not building cinder block buildings. Yeah. And we're not, you know, feeding the poor the whole time we're there. We're actually feeding the poor the gospel of Jesus Christ and seeing massive amounts of people saved.
Saturday, April 7, 1990, a news article reads from the Tampa Tribune that Wesley Tomlinson was found guilty of second-degree murder Friday for the killing of his father. The article further states that he showed little emotion when the verdict was read. and the decision that was made was that Wesley Tomlinson killed his father, Robert, in their home at 844 Plum Drive on June 22nd. After the man had pummeled his slightly built son for faking a school report, the boy blasted him with a 12-gauge shotgun and beat him over the head with its butt until the wood split. And in another article that was published, it states that some friends and relatives testified that Robert Tomlinson was cruel. But other family members, including Wesley's uncle Leon Tomlinson, testified that Wesley was a psychopath who would probably kill again.
And lies, 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 and lies. It's terrible when it gets to that position.
But the thing is, he's a vicious murderer also. Right. See, he was trying to hide something. His real name is Robert Wesley Tomlinson. And so I found out who he was, right? I found out that information. I passed it along to the right people. And Pastor Anderson has a great platform. And he found out even more. I didn't know the details that I knew until he made that video. And I was watching. And I was like, wow. And he posted all those articles in his blog. So not only did he shoot his own father with a shotgun, but then beat his skull in with the butt of his shotgun while he was still alive, crushed his skull. So I know it's a little graphic, but he, you know, how do I know that he's a wicked devil? Well, that's one thing. You know, the other thing is he creeped into our movement and then turned on everybody. And now he's just railing and saying all kinds of wicked stuff. His wife is a wicked false accuser also.
Right.
And even his own, you know, we had that movie Psychopath Reprobates that came out not too long ago. His uncle said he's a psychopath. Isn't that funny? He's a psychopath. And he also said that the people that interviewed him said that he's sadistic. How sadistic is it? Okay, look, he said that he was abused by his dad. Okay, well, join the club, Wesley Tomlinson. You know, I was abused by my stepdad. He beat me with anything he could get a hold of. He was manic depressant. I mean, everything from 2x4s to sturgeon poles to axe handles that didn't have the axe on it, inner tubes for tires. He threw a rock and knocked me out inside of an irrigation ditch one time. I hated him. I hated my stepdad. But there was guns in every corner of my house, and I never one time thought to pick up the gun and shoot my stepdad.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I'm not a sadistic weirdo. And there was some times I felt like pushing him out the window. I had those like, I told him one time, I was like, when I get older, I'm going to push you out the window. I don't know what I just imagine like pushing him through this big pane glass. But anyway, I imagined that, but I never did it. So, and even as I interacted with him when I was older, once my parents were divorced, you know, one time he accused my brother of killing my friend, and because my friend got killed in an auto accident and he was fighting my brother. But anyway, he got killed, and that stepdad said, "Oh, your brother hit him in the back of the head with a tire iron or something," and that's not true. And I said, "If you show up at the funeral tomorrow, it's going to be your funeral." But, you know, I didn't do anything to him. He was there. And just out of respect, I didn't hurt him. But I wanted to beat him up. You know what I mean? So he's a wicked person. He's a reprobate. I tried to give him the gospel years later. I forgave him. But even after he rejected the gospel, you know, I don't care about that guy no more. But I'll tell you what I didn't do. I didn't blow him away with a shotgun. I didn't smash his skull in with the butt of a shotgun. They said in that report that he hit him so hard with it that it broke the butt of the... That's a hard hit. If you're hitting him with the butt of a gun and the gun breaks, I mean, they're made to be a little bit durable. You know, he splintered the wood on the shotgun. So pretty brutal, pretty disgusting. And then he pretended that he... You know, he said his dad was leaving the house or whatever, and after he hit him because he was faking his report card or whatever, he called his dad back in. He was going to pick up his mom from work and said that he had a phone call from his friend, which was a lie. He didn't have a phone call from his friend. He just was waiting there with a shotgun and blew him away right there. And once he shot him, that's after, and then he, You know, he knew he was still alive, so he tried to finish him off. And then he said that his dad told him to turn the gas off, the stove off, before he left. That's a weird thing, too. Like, the people that investigated him said that that's a ridiculous. Actually, when he was on trial, that, like, got thrown in his face at the end of the trial and said, who, if they were dying and had their skull bashed, and would ask somebody to just make sure you turn the stove off before you leave? It's kind of weird, right? He probably said, please call 911. Yeah. You know? So, understandably, sometimes things happen and you would kill someone. But, you know, it was funny that Remy brought that sermon up, that whosoever smiteth their parents shall surely be put to death. Right. Well, you know what? Wesley Tomlinson killed his own dad. Yeah. His real dad wasn't his stepdad. He murdered his own dad. He went to prison for 20 years for it. Okay, he was convicted. He tried to say it was self-defense. Okay, well, if I'm defending myself, I just figure if I'm defending myself and I shoot somebody, I'm not going to, you know, overdo it. You know, bashing someone's brains in after you already shot them in the chest is overdoing it. I mean, you know, it's not like he's Freddy Krueger. He's going to get back up and kill you or something. You're already done. You get shot in the chest with a shotgun, you're done. You're going to die. So his own uncle called him a psychopath. You know, he crept into our movement and tried to act like he was one of us. But the thing is, he just got careless and stupid. And the first like run-in I actually had with him, where I started getting red flags about him, was when I found Pastor Doka online. Just happened to find him like through some. I think I just saw his YouTube, and I was like, wow, who's this guy? So I looked up his website, and I looked at everything he believed, and I was like, wow, this guy's one of us. And so I called him on the phone. I asked him some questions and talked with him for a while. And I didn't recommend him, but I did post it in a Facebook group and said, hey, check out this new church, see what you think or whatever. And so what does Tomlinson do? The first thing he does is emails the guy's pastor and starts, just bad mouthing him inside the group and saying he's a liar, he's wicked, I would never step foot in his church, and just like crazily going overboard with it. So I was just thinking, man, what does this guy really know? So he starts like putting screenshots of messages he sent back and forth with his pastor, and he was like, but not showing real evidence. He never showed real evidence that Tyler Doka was bad, right? So, I mean, this just gets weird beyond weird. But I didn't know this, but Tomlinson had already, like, had some fake accounts going. When he joined this movement, he already had these two fake accounts, Todd and April James. Now, he'll never admit that this is true because he knows it'll out him as a false prophet from the beginning. But he has admitted in his little secret group that he doesn't think nobody has access to, that he was having fake accounts. But outside in the public, he'll never admit it, because then people would just know, he's a false prophet. But see, the thing is, what do the false prophets do when they come in? They try to grab some sheep on their way out, And it didn't take long to out this guy. But the thing is, when he started going after Tyler Doka, Tyler Doka, that was his first Sunday service. Seriously, his first service, and then he's, outing him to his pastor and just throwing him under the bus for no reason. Right. And, it was just a fiasco. And so the next day I tried to be respectful, because I was like, this guy's a pastor. Maybe he's just, having a bad day or whatever. And but as I went to work and came home and read through all the comments that him and his wife were just badgering people, turning everybody against me, trying to turn the movement against me for whatever weird reason. And so I just said, hey, I don't know what it's like at the churches you've been to before, but we need to have some evidence of what you're trying to accuse him of. And he was like, I don't have to have evidence. That's just the way he operates, though. He always says and accuses things, but he never has evidence to back up what he says. The guy's a railer. The guy's a false accuser. And turn over to Jude 1. I better get some scriptures in here. Jude 1. But so after the whole Tyler Doka thing, Tyler Doka had to make a video to, clear his name his first week as a pastor. What's weird is that, you know, nobody asked him for his credentials when he came in. Nobody asked Pastor McCraney for his information when he came in. But these guys just like to go after these new pastors that are coming in. Like, they're, I don't know if they just feel like their pecking order was out of whack or what. But they just, you know, it's just really weird the way he went after them. But Jude 1:3 says this: "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." So the Bible warns us over and over again that people are going to creep in, you know. And why are they creeping into our movement? Because we're the last bastion of actual biblical churches in this world right now. I know that's a bold statement, and yes, there are some old IFB churches that are okay, but seriously, this movement is not letting fags in our church. What other churches can say that? Is the old IFB letting fags in their churches? Yeah. You know, Paul Chappell's like, everybody can come into my church, you weirdo. But the thing is that who else is doing missions trips like our churches are doing? Nobody. They're building houses. They're doing all this stupid stuff that means nothing. I watched this guy, a missionary, you know, he was saying, well, what good does it do if you give them Jesus and then you don't give them something to eat? Well, you know, obviously both things are good, but what's better, their eternal salvation or a bowl of rice? You know what I mean? So look down at verse 10 and skip down to verse 10 in Jude. Says, but these things, or these speak evil of those which they know not, but what they know naturally is brute beast, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Canaan and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. So look, these people that creep in, they have agendas. I don't know exactly what his agenda is, but you know, first red flag, you're attacking a pastor for no reason. You know, you're making fake accounts all over, trying to make it look like Pastor Boyle is some crazy heretic and Pastor DeLello is some crazy heretic. You know, not even giving them a chance. And you know, making fake accounts and pretending to be a church member at that church just so he could stop people from watching, you know, so he could act like these guys really aren't on our side, you know, and then making people think that that was a legit account, you know, saying that he went to that church. That's weird, right? Who does that? A psychopath reprobate. Who creeps in? Who comes to a soul winning conference and hides and goes to some heretic church and then barely interacts with anybody while he's there? You know, who does that? A psychopath reprobate. You know, because, you know, obviously, if maybe he's a little antisocial. No, he's a psychopath reprobate. He's trying to creep in. You know, when I listened to his sermon, I was like, man, this doesn't even sound. It sounds like he, like, memorized the sermon.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even good. So, whatever. Obviously, he's got a lot of issues. But, you know, here's the thing. Why am I preaching about this? Because we need to know who our enemy is. And here's the other thing, is that if our church is doing great works, if the churches that are like ours are doing great works, we need to understand one thing, that we should expect to be attacked.
Right.
We should just start to expect it. Amen. Every time there's a big event, there's some craziness going on. And then people drag people out of our movement, you know, and try to get people, you know, mad at Pastor Anderson or mad at Pastor Jimenez or them mad at each other. I can't tell you how many times Pastor McCraney's tried to get me to turn Pastor Jimenez against Pastor Anderson. You know what I mean? I just don't, you know, here's what I do. I don't take his text. You know, the worst way you can torture Pastor McCraney is just avoid him. Don't respond to him. You know what I mean? And I got to admit that I was a little bit fooled by him for a while. And I'm not saying he's not saved. I'm not saying he's a reprobate or anything like that. But I'll tell you what, anybody that's hanging around Wesley Tomlinson and trying to justify him murdering his father brutally is got some issues.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that they're hanging around Tyler Baker. Wow. He's like their new de facto leader or something. That, you know, they say, hey, look, he says, hey, look up some stuff for me. And they're all like, oh, yeah, we'll look it up. I'm going to make Pastor Anderson look like an idiot. So we got a lot of people that have crept in, but it's like they're the Legion of Doom or whatever. What is it? Is that the DC comic one, the Legion of Doom? They got the Justice League. And the Yeah, they're like the Legion of Doom. And they're all they do is sit in a little WhatsApp chat room and just make memes. And they think it's real funny. But you know what? They're not doing nothing for God. And we're doing a lot for God in this movement. So, but we need to expect to be attacked. You know, it shouldn't come as any surprise when you get sick before a missions trip, or you get sick during a missions trip, or your plane flights get mysteriously canceled, or whatever. I mean, look, the devil's going to attack. He's going to use people to do it, but he's also the prince and power of the air, isn't he? So we were wondering, what's up with all these plane flight delays? You know, there's just a lot of weird stuff that was going on with our flights down over the Philippines. It's like, man, he's the prince and power of the air. He's got control. But anyway, turn over to 1 Timothy 4:1. So Tomlinson, he's made fake accounts, he's attacking pastors, murdered his father and tried to hide it. He said, well, everybody knows, you know, that knows me, knows that. And that the church knew about, the church that he took knew that he brutally murdered his father before they took it over. Well, you know what, I've never even heard anybody say amen. I'd like to see Wesley Tomlinson prove to me he actually has a church.
Yeah.
And that he's not the janitor. If he does, then I'll just, you know, whatever. Okay. Cool. I'm not like saying it's 100% sure he's the janitor, but he could be. You know what I mean? It's like when he tells him to cut the sermon when he makes these little clips. He like goes like that. And one of them, he didn't edit that out. So it's like, you know, it's kind of weird. It's like you never hear nobody ever say amen. Isn't that weird? Or nobody's ever visited his church from our movement. Isn't that kind of weird? He told me, oh, I had people that were going to wanted to move my church, but, you know, I don't know how I feel about having Andersonites come to my church. It's like, dude, I thought you were an Andersonite. What's the deal? Anyway, so they're following Baker into oneness, you know, and look, they're trying to compare him to Saul, Paul in the Bible. They're saying, oh, well, Paul murdered people. Where does it say that? In the scriptures, it says he was consenting unto people's death. He arrested people. He made them recant their faith and things like that. But Paul didn't physically beat someone's brains in with the stock of a rifle. Okay, and furthermore, it's not like Wesley Tomlinson killed some guy on the battlefield. He killed his own father. You know what I mean? And look, I'm not saying people that are murderers can't be saved. They'll accuse me of saying, oh, he's adding to the gospel. He's calling him a reprobate because you know, murderers, he's saying murderers can't be saved. That's a false gospel. Him and his little buddies, like Ruben Loria, the guy that's like thinks he's all tough. He like, you know, he like, oh, you're weak. You know, he just keeps repeating the same things. You're losers. You're cowards. I'm going to come to your church, and I'm going to show you right to your face, and you're going to get scared. Look, I ain't going to get scared because I know you're never going to show up here because you'd be really stupid to show up at this church, okay? And second of all, I'm not afraid of you anyway. You know, you big muscle-headed retard. I'm not scared of you. You think I've never fought anybody that had big muscles before? You know, you might be able to bench 350 pounds, but your face can't. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm saying I'm going to be a striker, but, you know, if someone's attacking me, I don't know. See, she's even crying about it. But here's the thing. I'm not afraid of you, Ruben Loria. Why don't you show up here and see what happens? I'm not afraid. But I know you never will because you're a spineless coward. And he's sitting here saying, we have no love. We don't love people. Yeah, we do. We love people every week when we go out soul winning. But the thing is, he's sitting there saying we have no love while he's railing on pastors and calling them names. And they're making memes and making fun of men of God. You know, it's just ridiculous. And, you know, if they're going to follow Wesley Tomlinson, I want nothing to do with anybody that follows Wesley Tomlinson. Amen. Or that's friends with Wesley Tomlinson. That includes Hugh McCraney. Amen. That includes any of their little buddies, and the Incredible Hulk, Ruben Loria, or whatever he thinks he is. I'm so tough. I'm going to go. Come on, man. What are you in, 12th grade? I'm going to beat you. I'll meet you at 3 o'clock high. I mean, come on, man. But here's the thing. Tomlinson was a devil from the beginning. And, you know, if you want to ask me any questions about how all that stuff unfolded, you're welcome to ask me. I feel like I'm forgetting to say something that he did, which I probably am. But, you know, I just wanted to let you guys know that anybody that follows that guy is an idiot.
Amen.
Anybody that follows Tyler Baker is an idiot.
Right.
And he's preaching damnable heresy. He's saying that we are preaching damnable heresy. No, you're preaching damnable heresy, bud. And anybody that follows those guys is a retard, okay?
Amen.
And, you know, they're sitting in a WhatsApp group, probably talking. They're going to be talking about this. They're going to be, you know, look, you're gonna go off into the sunset. Nobody's going to care about you anymore. And, you know, furthermore, Wesley Tomlinson, you need to get your wife in check.
Yeah.
And tell her to be a meek and quiet woman. And go bake some cookies or something. Take care of the kids. And quit making, like, fake online accounts.
Yeah.
Go make some dinner. Tuck your kids into bed. Read them a Bible story or something. Just shut your mouth.
Amen.
You dumb broad.
Right.
Let's pray.